I mean, you've just commended them, the writer has just commended them for all the effort. And God, he's saying, you're not going to forget it. So why would he just, and I want you to show the same. Well, you just said that. Ministering and continue to minister, still ministering. So you just said that. And I looked at it. And so I looked up a whole bunch of translations. They all say the same thing. And I'm going, you know, you get that thing, or maybe you don't, I do. Yeah, I get that thing in me where it's just like you're trying to put a puzzle together and that piece just doesn't go right there. And I said I wouldn't. I'll do one, okay? The each here that some of you, each of you, the each there is accusative. And in the Greek, that means that is the one receiving the action of the verb. Okay? So when you say, we passionately want you to show, each of you to show, who's doing the action? Exactly. But that's the accusative. In the Greek, that's supposed to be receiving the action. So you flip that show over and it goes like this. We passionately, we, whoever we are, okay? You may think Paul wrote Hebrews and you would be in good company. I personally don't think he did, but I don't really know who does. But I know that he was very learned in the kingdom of God. He did a tremendous job writing all this stuff out. He probably had a lot of knowledge of Jewish tradition and the promises that were given. Don't forget promises, that's where we are, okay? So he said we. He was talking about other people there with him, right? So he said, we passionately want to show each of you. Now you got the verb giving the action to the adjective there. Each of you the same diligence, spudai, diligence, zeal. The same zeal. We want to show you the same zeal, engaging with complete confidence in the inspected end. And when I saw that, it's like everything just fit. Because they start off commending the people for ministering. God's not going to forget your efforts. And then he says, and we want to show the same thing to you. Because together, we expect all of this to be completed properly. The expected end, elpis, not hope, expectation. Okay? And when you, it's not the expectation of the completion, it's the end of the matter. It's getting all the way out there. We're working together. We are in this together. We commend you for what you're doing, and we want you to know we're doing the same thing in faith together with you. We're down to the 12th verse. In order that you might not become, Jeremiah, you might not become Northos. That's slothful or lackadaisical. Some translations say lazy. That you might not become lazy or slothful, rather imitators. And now we're back to where we were a few minutes ago, where it says of those, or of, if you say of them. But all you've got is that article there, the. Now stay with me. I think Scott and I already had this conversation. When you say, I know Jill and I did, when you say we want you to be imitators of those who, through faith and patience, are inheriting the promises, okay? Who are you supposed to be, who is that emphasis on? Of those who? So it's those other people. Look at those other people, right? And imitate them and what they're doing. Because they're inheriting the promises. Okay, remember the context here. God's not forgetting. God's not neglecting. God's not overlooking the effort that you put into these things. You're ministering. You're still ministering. And we want to join together with you, assuring you that we're in this together. We have this expected end all the way up to fulfilling what it is that we're doing, in order that you, we're encouraging you, we're standing with you in order that you may be imitators. Okay? If you have just that one article, the, and you move it, it says that you may be imitators. Imitators. Inheriting the promises through faith and patience. Imitators. Inheriting the promises through faith. Now who are you talking about? Who's doing, huh? You. You're the one inheriting now. Not those other people that are inheriting. You're the one inheriting. The writer is encouraging these people. The writer is saying, God's not forgetting it. We're not forgetting it. We're standing with you. And not only that, we want you to do the same thing. Be inheriting. You be inheriting the promises through faith and patience. Through faith and patience, be inheriting the promises. Okay, now back to where I said I'll wait for the question. Yeah. I'm sitting here, this happens to me, so I'm sitting here going, yes, I'm all fired up right now. Inheriting the promises, yes. Oh, hallelujah. You know, through these he has given to us exceeding great and precious promises. Through these we might be made partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corrupt, you know. Spirit of God said, what promises? Yeah, I sounded just like that. Like, I don't know how many decades I've been around this stuff. I'm not sure I've actually just said what promises. I mean, there are the promises, you know, the promises. Yeah, and that was my first thought when I heard that question inside me, in my mind, you know, what promises? It was like, no way. I was immediately overwhelmed. Like, how am I possibly ever going to go find all of those promises? Because when God tells you he's going to do something, whether it calls it a promise or not, he can't lie. It's a promise, right? So if God says, I'm going to do this, that's a promise. Yeah. If God says you can do that, that's a promise, right? And Julie will testify, I walked around for a couple of days going, what promises? Well, there's so many promises, how could you possibly understand the promises? I mean, Scott said 7,000, somebody did some research. And you know me, I'm not going to take that for granted. I'm going to have to go look and see if there's really 7,000 there. I just want to live in them, okay? So I've struggled with this literally for days, just going to God going, you know, I don't understand. Well, immediately the writer of Hebrews goes to talking about Abraham. So let's us